We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. In the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
10:04 on the Fan. And a very good Wednesday morning to you. The midday show. Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here. Of course, the 1 o'clock CMB will come your way. Don't forget Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live, of course, and in living color from the Black Bear Studio. Black Bear Deli Meats and Cheese is only at my favorite store, ShopRite, which I'll probably be at some point later on today. Bro, how are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. This drama with the Warriors is great for the NBA.
Now, let me ask you a question, first of all.
Yeah.
Now, there's an argument between Draymond Green and Durant. Do we know what this was all about?
Absolutely. Let's take you back to the final minute, Clippers-Warriors Monday night. Okay. Not a game everybody's paying attention to.
No.
Got a Monday night football game.
Well,
we got the Caris LeVert vigils going on.
Well, it's also November NBA. So
it's
very early.
So it was a tie game in the final 2 minutes. They traded off bad shots. I think Lou Williams missed a shot. Kevin Durant missed a shot. And so the Clippers took a shot, tie game, regulation, with about 5 seconds to go. Draymond Green got the rebound. Draymond Green, instead of doing what we all think he should do, which is give the ball to Kevin Durant, let him dribble up half court, put up a game-winning three, and hopefully hit it, decided not to pass to Kevin Durant. And just kept dribbling and actually never even got a shot off.
Wow.
So it was a bad decision.
Right.
And Durant let Draymond know that it was a bad decision, as did, I think, a bunch of his teammates, because it was a bad decision.
Right.
That led to an argument that turned very, very heated. And according to different accounts, people that cover the Warriors, ESPN, CBS Sports, Mark Stein with the Times, everybody, it got personal. To where Draymond Green said, you're making this season about you and your free agency. He called Kevin Durant the B word. It got bad. They ended up losing the game in overtime. And then it got worse in the locker room, where it became a very personal argument between Draymond Green and Kevin Durant. What escalated it, I think, was the Warriors making a decision to suspend Draymond Green.
Right, so one game.
One game, a lot of money.
Right.
They clearly took the side of Kevin Durant. The other thing, and this is clear as day, and sometimes you see guys say stuff and you say, we're over-exaggerating. I don't think there's a lot of over-exaggeration here. After the argument, Kevin Durant is clearly saying, that's why I'm out of here, as he walked back on the court. So I think this is good
to hear.
Yeah, I'm sure. But it's good for
a lot of reasons. New York. Sorry, bro.
Brooklyn.
Yeah, I understand.
I can't even dream that. I haven't even heard a rumor about that.
No, I understand.
But before we even get to that aspect, which is obviously what you care about, Knicks fans care about, it's really good for the NBA because I think drama in the NBA is good. And number two, we all believe the Golden State Warriors are going to win an NBA championship.
Right. It's like a foregone conclusion.
Any kind of drama in their pursuit is a good thing because it does throw a shred of doubt that maybe this thing will come unhinged. Now, I don't think it will.
In other words, the only thing that beat the Warriors is themselves.
Yes. Well, yeah.
I understand. Look, we've seen that in sports many times.
And one thing,
so I understand that for sure.
And one thing about the Warriors during this run that they've had is it seems as if they all get along for the most part.
Seems that way.
The egos are not out of control. You know, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson seem to get along very well. Draymond's a little bit of a nutcase, but I think that's a good thing. I think that's kind of his role on the team, being a little bit of a nutcase. But this is really the first time you've heard of some serious drama. that could pull the team apart. Now, the Warriors during the offseason, because I think they would choose Kevin Durant over Draymond Green, despite the importance of Draymond. Draymond's a very important player, despite not being as good as Kevin Durant.
Well, he is, but he's also not the second best player in basketball.
Exactly. I agree with you.
No, I mean, let's be real about
Any debate about who they need more,
right.
The answer is
Kevin
Durant.
Of course.
Because even though Draymond Green serves a value that's incredibly important, I think he's more replaceable than the second best player in the NBA. But what they could do at the end of this season to really make a last-ditch effort to keep him is trade Draymond Green. He's going to be on an expiring contract. So if the Warriors decide, look, we got to do whatever it takes to keep this guy, we don't want to lose him, they could try to do that. I think there'd be a good market for Draymond Green.
Well, I think so. Yeah. No, he's a solid player. He's a very good role player. That's what he is. He's a big-time role player.
Sure.
On a good team. On a very good team. He'd have to be on a good team.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, I completely agree. I think in the short term, it's good because there's at least this drama about the Warriors, and maybe something's going to stop
them. How many losses they have now?
I think it's up to 3 now, if I'm not mistaken. But that isn't even really the biggest deal.
No, I understand. I'm just curious.
Because, I mean, you even look at last year. They weren't the number one seed in the Western Conference last year.
Rockets. It doesn't matter. That's really irrelevant.
They're 12-3 right now. They're game up on Portland. They're 2 up in the loss column on Denver, the Clippers, the Thunder, San Antonio, and Memphis.
4 in a row now. Hey, your team sent them in a spiral.
We cooled them off. Sorry about that, Denver.
There you go, man.
But the drama's not only good for the season, but obviously it opens up that fantasy that you and other Knicks fans have about him coming
here. Like I said, I mean, I knew there was no way the Knicks were ever getting LeBron James. I mean, that to me was just a complete pipe dream. No shot, no way, no how. Not even 2%. This guy, I give it a little different look at it. I mean, I would think there's, maybe a 25, 30% shot that he would come to the Knicks. I don't think it's completely out of the realm.
Well, what I think gives you hope, and maybe gives me a glimmer of hope, less than you, but some hope, is when you look at the teams that he could go to. There are a handful of teams that have cap room next year. There's actually a bunch of teams that have cap room, but here are the teams with the room to sign a max free agent, and you tell me if Kevin Durant's going to go there. The Indiana Pacers are actually projected to have the most cap room of anybody, and truthfully, I think that's a perfect place for Kevin
Durant. They're a good team.
Yeah.
They're good. I mean, I don't know if he wants to be in Indianapolis, but they're a good team.
But you know what? I think Kevin Durant's going to have a very difficult time with Frank Isola and Joe Beningo and the New York media. We're tough around here.
Of course.
And Kevin Durant at times has not been really good handling tough questions.
Well, look, if Durant comes here, it comes down to one thing, winning basketball games. That's it. And giving us, he immediately makes the Knicks a playoff team. I don't care whether Porzingis is there or not, it doesn't matter. He immediately makes them a playoff team. And, you see where you go from there. But to me, that's what it's all about with him.
No, of course that's what it's all about.
But I don't care about anything else.
But he's going to eventually have to answer tough questions and deal with adversity.
Right.
Because at first you're going to say, hey, I'm just so happy he's here. Eventually he's going to have to win for you.
He's going to have to win.
And if he doesn't, you're going to beat him up.
Yep.
Like you beat up Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah. Well, this guy's a lot better player than Carmelo Anthony.
That's irrelevant. You still have to win.
No, I understand.
He could be better. Of course he's better. I agree. He's better. But you got to win. I don't know what the guy wants. And does he want to come to New York?
Who's the other teams? All right, so you got Indiana. Who's a good team? I mean, if you're just looking at it that way, right now, hey, him and Oladipo, that's pretty good.
And one thing about Indiana, they don't have any NBA championships.
No.
So you're going there, and you can be the guy.
Yeah, I think they won 3 in the ABA.
Right. They are a basketball-loving town.
Yes.
Not a terrible place.
Well, the whole state. I mean, they go crazy. Haven't gone to college there. They have they love the high school basketball tournament. Let me tell you something. The high school finals is like, it's like a holiday there.
Can you imagine what would happen if Durant walked through that door?
No, I understand.
And you mentioned the talent, not just the obvious like Victor Oladipo and Miles Turner, but Sabonis, who you saw is pretty good. That's a pretty good core to go to.
Not bad.
Dallas will have room for potentially 2 max free agents.
Yeah.
The L.A. Clippers, who are the other hot team mentioned, will have the room.
Everybody wants to be in L.A., right?
My team, the Brooklyn Nets, will have room for 2 max free agents. The Chicago Bulls will have room for 1 max, and then maybe something else. The Sacramento Kings are off to a very good start. I doubt, though, Kevin Durant goes to Sacramento. The Utah Jazz.
Mm.
Again, none of these teams are jumping out of you, right?
No.
The Atlanta Hawks.
No.
The Lakers.
Well, the Lakers are always possible, but LeBron's there.
Yeah, is he going to want to play LeBron?
Yeah, I don't see that. He wants to be his own guy, have his own team.
And here's the team and they're right under the Knicks because the Knicks are projected to have about $32 million in cap space, which will be affected, I think, if they get the number one overall pick because you actually lose that cap space as a whole.
They won't.
For...
I don't even fantasize about that.
You fantasize
no matter
about
how
the
bad
Rant
they
more
are.
The
oh, yeah. I think there's no question that's a better chance.
Here's the team. I'm going to tell you the team right now because they're going to have room for a max free agent despite everything else. That's Philadelphia. Philadelphia.
Yeah, well.
I mean, think about that team. Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, Jimmy Butler, Kevin Durant.
No, I understand.
But, you know, it really comes down to this guy. What does he want? You know, we saw what he did with Golden State, and he took a lot of heat for it, going to a team that won 70-plus games, leaving the team that almost beat the team that won 70-plus games. When he gets to free agency, what's he looking for? I mean, he's already going to have himself three NBA titles, assuming the Warriors win this year, which despite this controversy,
right.
I still think they will.
Well.
So a lot of it comes down to him. But I think this drama on a lot of levels, it's really good for the league, and I think it's going to be really good for the league if he leaves. Because if he leaves, the competitive balance of the NBA.
Now it's not just the Warriors and everybody else anymore.
Well, beyond that, Joe, I think it's going to be one of the best runs of competitive balance we'll ever see. Because if you think about it, if Kevin Durant went to, let's say, the Clippers or the Knicks, those two teams.
Okay.
You've completely opened up the Western Conference.
Yep.
The
yeah.
Warriors, I still think, would be favorites.
Probably.
But the Lakers, the Trailblazers, everybody.
Right.
And, of course, the East even today is wide open.
Yes.
I think we'd agree right now the East is pretty wide open.
Yeah, yeah. You got about five teams, I think, that legitimately could win the conference.
Sure.
About five.
So I think that Durant leaving on so many levels is great for the league because I think the one thing that's keeping the NBA from exploding even more with all the progress they've made as far as popularity over the last couple of decades is that competitive balance.
Yeah. Which they've really never had. I mean, we've been through this a million times. I mean, you're going back to the Celtics of the 60s, there's always been dominant teams in the NBA. You know, really, they're really outside of maybe the 70s. There's always been dominant teams in the NBA.
You're right. I think the difference has been there's been more than one team that can win.
Yes.
And right now
we're
in an
that's
era.
That's it. That, I agree with that.
Yeah.
You're right. More than one team, at least to give you the idea, hey, maybe they're really a contender, which you don't have now.
No, and I think if Kevin Durant leaves, you're going from 1 to 10. You're literally have 10 teams that you could try to make a case for winning an NBA title. So what happened on Monday night, it may not be good for the diehard Warrior fan, but I think it's great for everybody else.
Yeah.
And I think drama's fun to watch. Who doesn't like watching this kind of drama?
Well, it depends what the drama is.
But this is good drama.
No, NBA drama is fine.
Right.
You know, I can live with NBA drama.
Think about what they're arguing about.
Yeah.
They're not arguing about a woman. They're not arguing about a date.
No, I understand. Not giving him the ball to take a shot.
Right.
I get it.
Right. And then Draymond Green saying, you're making free agency all about this year.
Right.
I mean, it's great.
Yeah. No, it's good.
It's fantastic. And if it could ever derail the Warriors, that's even better. But that's how dynasties sometimes end. I think back to Shaq and Kobe.
Yeah.
They just couldn't be together anymore.
Yeah.
They were like Mike and the Mad Dog. It just needed to end.
Yeah.
And I think we looked at this Warrior team and thought, well, maybe they're different because Steph is different. Klay is different. Those two guys are different. They're not. And Durant, too, I think, is kind of different. So maybe they did have all the personalities to not have a huge ego and play together for a decade. Maybe Draymond Green's going to be the thing that causes it to break down.
Well, I mean, of those guys, he's the odd man out. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, the other three guys, I mean, he's the fourth guy.
Yeah. And maybe getting rid of Draymond would be enough to keep Durant, Curry, and Thompson together.
Maybe.
Because Klay's a free agent, too. But it doesn't get talked about as much because I think we just assume he's not leaving.
Yeah.
And even his comments, and G was talking about it at the end of the Boomer and Geo show, his comments, which I just saw on Twitter from last night, so calm. He just says, look, what's going to get us out of this? We win Thursday. We win Saturday. We win Tuesday. And then it'll be in the past like a ponytail. That's his comment. Just very calm. Straight to the point. He seems like he's the mature one in that Warrior locker room.
Well,
and maybe he's going to be the one that brings everybody together and they're all going to, you know, love each other again.
It's going to be a love fest.
It's going to be a love fest.
Indeed.
So right now you're at 25% he comes to the Knicks?
Yeah, I give that. I would say that. I think it's, you know, I mean, I don't think, you know, if you ask me it was going to happen, probably not. But I do give it a glimmer where I gave no glimmer to LeBron.
I agree with you. I think you guys got a glimmer.
Yep.
Crazy enough.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.